Creation. In the beginning, God created the world. Genesis 1:1. Where did this world come from? There are many different ideas about how the world was created. About half the people in the world today believe the Bible, that God created the world. What do the others believe? A. There is no God, and the world happened by chance. B. There are many gods, mountain god, sun god, water god. C. Myths and legends explain the world. D. People came to Earth from other planets on spaceships. E. Magic made the world. F. Evolution is right. People came from monkeys. Number 1, why does it matter how the world was created? Number 2, how can you know which idea to believe? This is what the Bible says. In the beginning, there was nothing. No light. No sound. No time. No people, no earth, no air, only God. He was always there. He had no beginning and no end. God has no birthday. His life will go on forever. God is eternal. God created angels to be his helpers. The angels are bright like the light. They are much stronger than people. They can do things people cannot do. Their purpose is to praise God and carry out his commands. There are very many angels, so many we cannot count them, 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands. Some of the angels were not happy. They rebelled. They became God's enemies. The leader was named Satan. The evil angels are no longer called angels. They are called demons. God created the world out of nothing. By the power of his word, he made all things. The good angels sang for joy as God created the world. On the first day, God spoke and commanded, "Let there be light." And there was light. God made the daytime, and God made the nighttime on this day, and it was good. On the second day, God created the sky and the heavens above. When he spoke and commanded it, it happened, in a flash. The third day of creation was a busy day. God spoke and made water, and land, and everything that grows, flowers, trees, watermelon, and it was all very good. On the fourth day, God made the sun to rule the day and the moon, and stars to rule the night. It was amazing. The fifth day was about things that swim and things that fly, fish and birds. Big and small, every shape and color, and it was very good. Then it was day 6. Can you guess? Animals. God spoke and there were wiggling worms, annoying bugs, chickens, lions, zebras, pandas, giant elephants, spots, stripes, fur, scales, feathers, and every color you can think of. God saved the best for last. He made a man named Adam. God breathed on him and he came alive. Then he made Eve to help Adam. God made them in his image and gave them a soul that will never die. On the seventh day, God rested. He wasn't tired. He was celebrating the wonderful world he had made. He blessed the seventh day and made it holy. The Apostle Paul told us something amazing about creation. Jesus created everything that we see. All things were created through him and for him. The world that God created, and everything in it, proves God is real and powerful. King David said, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky proclaims his handiwork." Paul also said, "God's creation is so amazing that no one can doubt God is real." God is not imaginary. This is not a fairy tale. All creation reflects God's glory, but only people are created in his image. We are not equal to God, but like him. People are most like God in their invisible inner spirit, mind, emotion, and will. The prophet Isaiah announced God's message to us, "You are precious. I love you. I created you for my glory." To glorify means to honor and admire. Only people can praise God and worship and marvel at him. The most important difference between people and the animals is that we can have a relationship with God. We are his sons and daughters. This is a unique privilege, and that is very good. So, what you believe about how the world was created matters. It's important. Do you think people came to Earth on spaceships? Do you think it was magic? Do you think science and evolution explains it? Or do you think that God created all things from nothing by the power of his word? What do you believe?